Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. You've probably heard me talk about this blended rate calculator over and over again, but what is it really? You have everything ready to go. You know what your mortgage balance is. You know what your interest rate is. You know what that home equity line of credit interest rate is, as well as those credit cards that you have, car loans, student loans. Let's get all of those put into that calculator, and let's see what the average interest rate is that you are truly paying on all of your debts combined. With interest rates at a three-year low, we may be able to refinance your home, pay off those debts, and get you into a much better interest rate over all of your combined debts than what you are paying today. Call Mom at 844-935-3634.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
Ask the credit cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Heidi here with me.
Good morning.
Good morning. So this has been a long, poor week for Heidi. Heidi's had a rough one.
Yes, I've been sick for going on 2 weeks now.
So if you guys hear some sniffles and some coughs this morning, that is why. But poor thing has not been feeling well at all. Can you believe that it is the 16th of November?
No, I'm not ready for everything. And, you know, you've got people, every store is ready for Christmas.
Yep.
I am not ready for Christmas.
Yep, I am.
I know. Well, you're doing Turkmas.
I am.
And my husband says that your house looks amazing and that your son has put up the lights in amazing fashion.
He did. So with my husband having back surgery, it's not something that he can go out there and put those lights up on the house this year. So I was originally going to hire a company to come out and do that. And, you know, we talked all about last week about saving money and not going crazy. And, you know, Manny said, Mom, I can do it. And I said, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, Mom, I can do it. And I'm like, okay, but I'm really picky. All of the lights have to go in one direction. I don't care if they're up or if they're down, but they've all got to go in one direction. They can't be all over the place just kind of hanging there. They've got to be, you know, straight and even. And I think that he had so much fun with it. He did get them up and they look fantastic. We will not turn them on until Thanksgiving. But he had so much fun with it that he is now in his mind, he said he's doing a Griswold family Christmas. So I'm very I'm excited to see what he does decide to do with the front yard.
I can't wait. Yeah. And I have a house that he can work on also.
Yes. So I posted on Facebook, you know, thank you, Manny. You did a great job. And I've already had people asking me, is he for hire? if you live somewhere locally, yes, he is. One of them, Casey, he's a real estate agent we work with out in the Inland Empire. And I'm like, Casey, I'm sorry, but I think you live a little too far away for me to send yes. Manny out there. So yeah, I mean, things are winding down. The holiday season is almost here. We talked all about your credit score, not opening up, you know, new credit cards to bring on new debt, you know, during the holidays. That's a very important thing for everybody to be very conscious of. That was last week's episode. And obviously, if you guys missed last week's episode, I know we say this every week, but we want you to know that we have our podcast and everything that we talk about here at Mortgage Mom Radio on our Saturday morning show, we then repurpose to the podcast. So if you've missed any shows or you didn't get to hear it or you jumped in the middle of a show, you can always go to mortgagemomradio.com or wherever it is that you like to listen to your podcast. You guys can get it there. Everything is Mortgage Mom Radio. It's the easiest way to find us. So if you guys want to listen to a previous episode, we did have Steve, our credit cowboy, on last week. So he talked a lot about credit. If you have any kind of credit issues or you're wondering whether you should close a credit card or what's going to get that credit score up, that was a great interview. We're going to talk to Krista Hermans, our trust attorney here, coming up in the show today. And we have talked with her before, but we're going to do a new interview with her today, get a little bit more information, a little bit more in depth. So anybody that's been thinking about possibly getting a family trust, this would be a really great episode for you guys to tune into. So, you know, lots going on here at Mortgage Mom Radio, and poor Heidi's just hanging in there, not feeling great, but she's here.
I'm here, and I'll share a funny story from last weekend.
Yeah.
After we spoke about being conservative with your finances, I go home and my husband says, let's go look at toy haulers. So I, of course, indulged him and we went and looked. We did not buy one.
Good.
But I had to explain to my husband, yes, I understand. This is what we want. This is what we do. We go camping. We ride our quads, our dirt bikes. But I had to explain, it's not just whether or not we can afford
the monthly payment. Right.
There's a down payment. There's the long term of it. And yes, I do want one as well.
But there's the storage, there's the maintenance, there's the tires.
There's, you know, so much that goes into it.
There is. And I had an RV for years, and we're definitely an RV family and we loved it. And for the last, I would say almost 10 years now, we haven't had an RV. And I have been debating for that long to pull the trigger to go get another one, because the amount of family time that you get in a recreational vehicle like that is absolutely amazing. When you do own one, you do find ways to use it and utilize it because you are making that payment. You want to make sure that you're using it. But there's more to it than just the payment. You know, there is the maintenance. And trust me, those things are homes on wheels. Even a toy hauler, you're pulling it. It's still rattling around. It's shaking on the roads. And there is always, every single trip you take, there is something that doesn't work. And there is something that you are fixing. And when you get back from the trip, there's cleaning. And, you know, it really is. It's another vehicle, but it's another house. It's a house on wheels.
And now my husband was very smart because, of course, he listens to our show.
Yeah.
So he had all of his points set up. But babe, it's a second home. We can write it off.
Yes, you can.
But babe, we can rent it out when we're not using it. We can get some income.
Yes,
but
you can.
But babe. I had a lot of but babes going on. A
lot of but babes. I love that.
So I told him, you know, we'll take some time. We'll research it. But we're not going to do it before the holidays. We need to make sure that all our finances are in order. We're ready to do it. We've saved the down payment. We are not just pulling money out that we don't have. So it was fun. And it was actually funny that we had just gone through talking about being smart with your finances, making sure you're not pulling money out that you don't have. And again, it's just not the right time for us with the holidays coming up, with where we're going with our finances. We just, you know, sold our house, bought a new house in April. So it's just not the right time for us. But it was very funny because, you know, men and their toys. And he did listen. He put all his ducks in a row to have a very good, educated argument with me.
Well, and that's good. And that is what should be happening to me. You should be making those lists, and you should be, let's call it Christmas, you're making the list and you're checking it twice, right? Before you make any kind of financial decision like that, you really should be game planning about what decision it is that you're making. And that even comes to, you know, buying a home. You know, or even refinancing a home. And that's why we try to tell everybody listening, if you guys have questions, if there's something that you want to know, if you want to buy a home but you're not sure that you can, the best thing that you can possibly be doing is game planning. And we are rolling into the holiday season, and then there is going to be the New Year's resolutions that everybody's going to have their list of what they want to happen. And if you're wanting to buy a home in 2020, if you don't start that game plan or that roadmap right now today and start making that list, you're not going to get there. You know, it's something that you think, okay, well, when I'm ready. It's like when you have a kid, you're never ready.
Right.
No, you're never ready. It just happens. Right. But if you can try to prepare, you are in a better place. And so by calling us, calling our office, talking with us, let us do that consultation with you. Let us talk about your credit. What kind of down payment do you need? Just because you're a first time home buyer doesn't mean that you're going to be able to qualify for down payment assistance. Let's face it. We live in California. We live in LA, you know, and near LA, whether you're Orange County, San Bernardino, Riverside, we all live here in this metro. And, you know, in order to survive with the way that prices are and the, you know, the way that the expenses are to live, we have to make a certain income. Whether that's one person that's making enough for both, or whether it's two people, a two working household, when you put that money together, many, many times your money is too high for those down payment assistance first time home buyer programs. So then we need to talk about what kind of down payment do you need? Can we get you into a home with 3% down, 3.5% down, 5% down? Or are you looking in an area that's going to be in that jumbo loan limit where you're going to need, you know, 20% down payment? If you don't know what you need, you don't know what the next step is. You're not ready. You're not prepared. Your credit could be perfect. Your income could be great, and you might not be able to buy what you want. So again, it's all about getting that, you know, game plan put together and making sure that you know what you need so that you can start working towards those things. If you're worried about your credit and maybe your credit score is low and you've got collection accounts and you've had things on your credit report, that doesn't mean that you should just not think about it. We're going to help you to get there. We're going to help you get those cleaned up. We're going to tell you how much that you need to pay down on those credit cards. We're going to get that plan put together so that you are prepared and you're ready. And many times somebody thinks that something's going to be a year or two out, and maybe it's not a year or two out. It could be a couple of months out. You know, it's not always as far away as what you expect it to be. So what's the best thing to do is to just call us and talk to us. And you guys can find us at, you know, mortgagemomradio.com. Go to the website. You can contact us right through there. You guys can call us. It's always the same number, whether it's Saturday or Wednesday. It's 844-935-3634. You guys can text us. Text the word MOM to 474747. Ask us your questions there. Happy to answer those for you. But the very, very best thing you guys can do is get that phone consultation. You don't have to come in. You don't have to sit down with us. We're going to do it all over the phone with the way that computers work today. You can go on the website. You guys can apply for the loan. We can pull your credit, and we can have a fantastic conversation right over the phone about you and your financing and you know, what can you afford and what sales price can you buy and how much money will you need and where should we get your credit score to. And there's so much that goes into it, but let's get that plan started. I mean, it's the end of the year now, and you want to buy something next year, we need to start planning for that.
So I'm going to throw something out at you, Deb.
Sure.
You know, my husband does construction.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, but he loves to read all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Articles pop up. My husband is full of useless knowledge.
I love it.
Yes. He loves it too. So last night he's reading an article, and let's just say, you know, had we not been married to each other, this could have been something that would prevent him from moving forward to look at buying a home.
Okay.
And I'm ad-libbing here because I don't have the article with me.
Sure.
But he kind of calls it out to me, and he's like, hey, you know, this article here is saying that in order to buy a medium valued home in California, you have to make $120,000 or more.
Mm-hmm. A year. Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to that? Because to him, he'd be like, well, if he was still a single person, mm-hmm. single man, he would immediately be like, halt,
Right.
I'm done.
I can't buy.
I'm done.
Right. And so the way that I would actually approach that is, number one, if you've never owned a home before, owning something is better than owning nothing. So maybe your thought process is that you want that home, that medium-sized home, that, you know, 1,800 square feet or 1,500 square feet or even 1,200 square feet, but you want a home. And, you know, if you can't have a home, you're just not going to buy anything. Well, that thought process has to go away. You know, whether you own a condominium, you own a home, you own a duplex or a 2-4 unit, owning property is what is most important. And so you've got to start small. If you are a single person, man or woman, and you're making $60,000, $70,000 a year, you can buy something. You can. Now, can we get you into a $500,000 or $600,000 property? Probably not. But can we get you into a really nice condominium for $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, you know, maybe $450,000, $500,000 at tops, depends on the HOA dues. Very likely. And, you know, could you maybe move outside of being right in the center of town? You know, could you come out here to Santa Clarita and get a little bit more for your money? Could you go out to Riverside, San Bernardino counties and get a little bit more for your money? You sure could. And so, you know, it's all about doing what you can. It's about owning and getting into a property, because that property will eventually be your rental and you will be buying something that you want where you want it. You're going to take the equity from that property, sell it and turn it over to another property, or you're going to rent that one out, let somebody else make the payments on it for you. And now that is going to be future retirement. So no matter what, owning is more important. And sometimes, you know, although we all want everything, sometimes we need to bring that expectation down and say, I'm still going to own this. It's going to be mine.
See, and I love that answer, because as my husband's reading that, to him, a home to him is a home. It doesn't mean single family residence. It's a home. It's something that's his. And this article was not specific to what that means.
Yeah. Right? I hate those articles, because it really is. I think that it crushes people and it makes them feel like they can't do it, when in reality they can. And there are many, many options. You know, if you look at a 2-4 unit property, we can use the rental income from those other units to help with the qualifying piece of buying that property. So maybe you can't afford that single family home, but maybe you can afford that 3-unit. You can still get in with 3.5% down with FHA, and you can qualify to carry one of those units and let the rental income offset what you would need in additional income to qualify. Now, we do need to find a property, obviously, that's going to cash flow. We can't put you into a property that you're going to get, you know, $3,000 a month in rent, but the mortgage is going to be $6,000. That doesn't work. It's about finding the right property, which is also about finding the right real estate agent. And so when we say that you guys need that consultation with us, it's all things related to real estate and your mortgage. The number one most important piece is, what can you do? What can you qualify for? How much can you buy? When you figure that piece out, then you've got to get to a really strong real estate agent. Trust me, there are tons of people that have licenses. There's a million of them that don't do a lot of business, and about 10% of them do the majority of the business in the nation. So you want to work with that top 10%. And if you don't know who to call, that's where we're going to also help you get to the right real estate agent and get you in touch with somebody. We hear it all of the time. My realtor said, there's no way. There's multiple offers. I can't get closing costs paid. Yet the real estate agents that we work with are constantly getting five grand, 10 grand, 18 grand on one of our most recent closings as a closing cost credit.
Sometimes we're getting closing cost credits that exceed the allowable.
Right. And we're having to actually bring those down.
Bring them down. So, seeing that.
It is. And it's definitely possible, but you have to work with those real estate agents that know the other real estate agents in the area. They've done business with them before. They have relationships. Their, you know, reputation says that if they bring a buyer in, they're going to close the transaction. All of these things are very, very important, which is why we tell you guys, start with the consultation. Number one, can we get you approved? Let's get that pre-approval done. Number two, let's get you to the right real estate agent and get you out looking with somebody that's going to help you and care about you and your situation. They're not going to say, no, sorry, we can't get you closing costs. They're going to say, okay, in order for you to buy a house, you need closing costs. We're going to make sure that you get those.
Right.
So we are going to take a minute of a break. And then when we get back, we'll actually talk with Krista, because trust is really super important. Even if you don't own a home, you should be working on setting up your trust so that eventually when you do own a home, you're putting that property in the trust. But if you own property right now and you don't have a trust, you need one, you should have one. We've said this over and over again throughout this year. It's kind of been a hot topic for me. We had Krista on, I'd say, about 4 months ago. And then I actually played her interview maybe 2 months ago, but we're going to do a brand new interview with her here today this morning, and we're going to talk more about trusts, probates, and all of the very important things, especially if you have kids, if you've been married before, divorced, you've got kids from a, you know, different spouse, and now you're remarried, and you've got this spouse, and then you've got, you know, you've got new kids, and you've got to make sure that everything is being allocated the way that you want it to be, and if you don't have that trust set up, those things aren't going to happen, and it can get very sticky. So I'm going to actually get a little bit personal with her for me, because I think that it's good for people to hear. I mean, I was married, had two kids, was divorced. I am remarried, now have one with my current husband. And, you know, I want to ask her, I'm going to ask her questions about me, which I think will give our listeners a little bit better idea of how important that family trust is. So we are going to talk about that. Anybody has a question, you guys want to get your consultation set up, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. The call service will go ahead and schedule an appointment with you for that consultation. So please go ahead and ask for an appointment. They will get it scheduled for you on the books. That consultation will be directly with me. So I do want you to understand that you are going to talk to me, the mortgage mom. So go ahead and call. It's 844-935-3634. 3634. You just have general questions, give us a call. We're happy to answer those for you. You want to text us, text the word mom to 474747. And if you want to check us out, go to the website. It's mortgagemomradio.com. All kinds of tools, calculators, everything you could possibly need is there. You can do the same from the phone app. So if you don't have the phone app, when you text mom to 474747, you will get the link to download that if you like to use your phone rather than your computer. So let's take a quick break. And we'll be right back.